down in the 7-8 lines from below Vashmini. And the 8th recommendation, the way Balakniya, the way somebody who is real honest, how he should conduct his life. Shiaspikloi should be always enough for him. Mesivas Hamozai, the Parnosis, the style of Parnosis, the way the money is given to him, should always be satisfactory for him. Should never complain, I'm making a living below my dignity. I should have been a professor, I should have been this.
Only the occupation itself.
Occupation himself should be enough for him. She has become a Siba Muslim. Should be satisfactory the Siba is. The way the Muslim is given to him, the Mashi is Daven, the way it comes, the Mashim to him, how much it comes. The person should accept willingly the way Hashem provides him, how much he provides him, and the way he provides him. Many times people say, I can't complain about the money, but I don't like the job, it's below my dignity. I should have been a professor, not a cab driver. Okay, but he doesn't realize not only how much money is predestined, but also how he should make the money is also predestined. And how much it shall not be his life embarrassing and cheap, he should always accept. And the purpose why Hashem gives him this style of living is in order to educate a person, he should be able to stand against the materialistic and animalistic tivus which a man has. Iliponois, he should become free of them, of this inclination, in order to pay his debt to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al goyel tavosav and chazal from the great tavis nirayf chesed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only is giving how much money, how much panos you should make this year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also carving out the style of panosa, which he knows that this style of panosa will give you this, will just depress your ego, will depress your proudness, your arrogancy, that this way you're going to be able to polish off your tavis hagufnias, your all the tavis of the animalistic tavis, and this way you're going to be able to pay back to Kodesh Baruch Hu to all the goods. Kama Shoma Dovel HaGodemayor says, Derech mitzvah secha orut, I'm going to run in the path of your mitzvahs, Kisachiv Livi, because you widened my heart. It's one thing to go in the mitzvah Hashem, or to run in the mitzvah Hashem. Many people go in the mitzvah Hashem, they push themselves to go in the mitzvah Hashem, but they don't run, they don't have a smooth ride. Why? Because it goes against the nature. A lot of things people do because they know they have to do it. It's also good. They work on themselves and they're doing it. Baruch Hashem. But it's not easy ride. It's not smoothly running because the heart is not widened. The heart is not there. Comes the Kodesh Baruch Hu and widens the heart by giving a person this type of panosa, which goes against all his mentality. It goes also goes against his personality. And he teaches us, learns how to accept the Kodesh Baruch Hu's behavior with him, so he widens up his heart. And once he's a widened heart, he runs. He runs the derech mitzvah secho. He runs there in the derech mitzvah. So we see the style of panosa is also great chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how to give the panosa. So that's the eighth way. The eighth way is, the eighth recommendation is that always it should be enough for the person, the panosa, plus satisfactory the way the panosa comes. We shouldn't even complain about this. Hashem knows exactly what type of panosa we need. But she, in the third, the ninth style of recommendation is of the Balach Noah. She yinkoim in arushoim l'chvad abayre. He should be misnakem. He should go get. He should revenge from the wicked people. But l'chvad abayre only for the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'al teshiyeh michilos l'bnei odan. Should never be carried away by the ordinary lifestyle, and that should cause mechilosa livnei odam, that he should forgive for people לצער עצמוי. ולמחה בדבר אלהים, אל משדב רבי וחסידה ותפיל עושה. There's people who are wicked people, and they do wrong things against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. They go wrong things against people, they go wrong things against him. So one of the ways of Achno is, now when he goes away from these people, like a person who lives in a community, there's 1 minion in a shul, there's one minion there, and the people are bad people. And now, in order that he shouldn't go along with his people, he's going to be embarrassed. So one of the things Achno is, there's no point of embarrassment for you wherever there's Kvod Shemayim involved. You should go up and become zealous, you should go against them. And you shouldn't be carried away that you should forgive those people, or should be obeying, forgiving, or tolerant. You shouldn't be tolerant people. When it comes to forgive him, when the Divrei Elohim on Mishidah B'Vivir Chassidim Sgilosai. Robert, when things are affecting you personally, when a person is Litzar Atzmoy, and people offending you, you should be tolerant, you should be forgiving. But when the people are not offending you, people is offending the Kodesh Baruch Hu, they're offending Eloch Yidin, they're forgiving the Nevi of Chassidim, and they talk on them, there you have no right to forgive. You have to go out all the way. I when you go out all the way against them, they're going to ridicule you, they're going to step it, they're going to make fun of you. Don't mind being fun. Because you're going to be embarrassed through that in the community. But that's Achno. So the ninth recommendation, how Baal Achno, how Onav, should conduct his life, he should never hold back to be Mekana, Kvod Shemayim, and to go against society whenever there is embarrassment caused to Kodesh Baruch Hu or the Eloch Yidin or the Torah, anything. Also it's going to cost him. Now also he's a human being. When it's affecting him, he's tolerable and he's not revenging and he's accepting it, he's moichel. He's a man, he's like a isholot. Many times people say, see, this person never has quarrels with anyone. He's a gvaldige isholot. But exactly says, no. Yes, the tzar atzmo, when they come and hurting you, then you have to be a isholot. But not when they come speak with Divrei Elokim or the Mishidaber Berviv, anyone speaking with Chassidus Gilosai. And he shouldn't conduct his life when he sees when people are being grabbed. Kimin Hogoi, as he would conduct his life in Chilosalem, Boshkam Oysam, and they're robbing him. In other words, a person, this is a very important part. Some people always fight, they're wrong. Some people are always peaceful, always tolerant, they're also wrong. Yes, when people rob you, take away your honor, take away your money, you take your cover, take your shalom, that's a gvaldige middle. But when you see people are taking other people's money and you are quiet because they shalom, no. Why don't you stick up? You don't want to stick up because look, no, you're watching your cover, you're watching on, don't watch your cover, don't watch your honor. Don't mind getting embarrassed from them. Let them get down on you. That's achnor. Try to rescue the one who's being grabbed. You should help him to get to Moshe Kosar. Get up in the morning, right away to Mishpat. It's a mitzvah. Go to court, go to judgment right in the morning. And try to rescue the one who's being grabbed from his robber. What it says, Shabro, Mesalois Avon. Metalois Avo, the Shabra became broken from the Avlo, from the which they're doing with the injustice issues. The Yoyre bin Odom, and you should go and teach people Avoyre Serakim, how to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Yechichet, and you should chastise them. The Yachlimen, and you should embarrass them. The Tzavah Malatoy, you should tell them what's the right thing to do. The Azir Minara, you should warn them from bad things. The Yoda, you will shine the liver if you hold in his hand. If he's a rider, Bilshoinoi, if he's a speaker, Beliboy, if he's a mispalad, a davener, all the way, Kifichotai, you should always try to go out and ride against wickedness, to root out any injustice in any form and gift which Hashem gave to the man. Yod, Bilshoinoi, Levi kefi yicholta. And I don't see any other pshat now. The other in his hand means doesn't mean with fists, right? Keep articles, write books against them.
Why not fists?
No, because that's another way. I mean, if it's needed, sometimes needed. Moshana with his tongue speak. If a Levi also be mispala. This is one of the things which you always have to remember. Always have somebody is a kanoi, is a big speaker, is a gazelle. Are you also mispala in your heart? Did you be kanoi? Are you really? Because what is kanoi? It hurts you quad shemaim. It hurts you quad atayre. It hurts you injustice which is being done. Now, the first mitzvah when something is hurting you, you have to be mispala. So anytime which is anguish, anything which is hurting, first thing you have to talk to Hashem, you have to mispala. Hashem, help to liquidate this injustice, help these people to do tshuva, help the people to understand what they're doing wrong. That's a part of it. If somebody only screams and yells and fights, and he's not mispala, well, he loves it. He becomes one of the public servant, like he becomes popular. But it doesn't. If it's not the Levi also that is hurt, and it's any time a person is hurt, there's a mitzvah of tefillah. That sounds good. V'imay lekachas din Elohim, and he should be fast to take the din Elohim, the justice in Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mishachayv on anyone who is responsible. Is anyone who's chayv? But lo yikol av lo yishofel. He shouldn't give himself. He shouldn't subdue himself. He shouldn't, you know, say. He shouldn't feel worthless. Who am I to talk? Come and speak. No, speak up. B'mokam sheyesh chilul Hashem, ein cholkim kovod l'rav. There's no kovod given for a rabbi. Then you have to speak up. Kama Hashem b'pinchas l'aser posa b'pinchas v'yamot pinchas v'yifalel, v'tiyotzer hama geifo. Pinchas went forward, and it was and v'yifalel loshim pelilim. He made judgment. He didn't say who am I. That was a Moshe Rabbeinu. That was a Hanukkah. There was Shimon's Kenim. There was a Hanukkah's grandfather. There was Eliezer, his father. They're all great people. And Eliezer saw injustice done. Pinchas saw injustice is being done. He should have said, "Who are you? Who are you? What are you doing? You are taking judgment in your hands. You take this roimach. I call it roimach. This
spear,
and you're making justice here. I mean, what kind of chutzpah is this? What kind of chutzpah is it? I think it's a mistake. People think Yamut Pinchas is fallen. He davened. Fallen is not Loshin Davenen. Yamut Pinchas got up, he fallen. Loshin Pelilim, he took judgment. Met Yotzer Megefa, and he stopped Megefa. I think that's one of the shots of his fallen. Loshin Lassus Pelilim. Now, again, usually what stops people not to go forward and to stick up for injustice? Self-pride. Their self-pride is the reason they're doing that. It's because they lack hachnor. They're going to say, who are you? What are you doing? No. Look at the parish, what it says, they fallen over there. So usually, what stops people? So he says, one of the nine recommendations.
Executed judgment.
What?
He executed judgment.
That's exactly. They follow Shem Pelili. The people make a mistake, they follow Shem Davening. It's not Shem Davening. The Yamut, we didn't see Pinchas daven. Pinchas took action. He took a spear and did it. So the Yamut Pinchas got up, he fallen. And he took executed judgment. Like he did it. Now, usually, what would stop us making? Imagine, what would happen? You see something standing in a shul. You go any place. They don't even belong there. And you think Avla is being done in public. You see, a person is embarrassing somebody. Somebody openly in public takes a person, embarrasses him. Okay, you see the guy getting red, he's getting embarrassed. He's standing there. What are you doing? You have to stick up for this person. And if there's two Averas done here. One Avera, it was Mavash for Chavera Berabim. If it's between him and there. There's a greater Avera, the Chenek Achille Hashem, such a thing is being done in public. Front of a whole congregation, and nobody speaks up. So all of a sudden you are there. What do you have to do now? The truth of the matter, you have to speak up, Mister. How can you embarrass somebody when I'm explaining to the rabbi? I'm protesting. What kind of chilul Hashem? You're not supposed to do this. You actually ask the chilul for it. You have to speak up. That's the loch. You have to be, especially the chilul Hashem, the rabbi. You have to be mekadosh Hashem.
Even doing that in front of the rabbi as well.
Of course, Rabbi, because it has been done in Rabbin to undo the chilul Hashem of Rabbin, to make it, at least somebody spoke up against Hashem, and all the good people will understand that this is an injustice, and you know, what stops you to do that? Who am I? Exactly. I don't even know Yiddish. I have to speak up in English. Who am I? You almost have to put it back. I said, who am I? It's arrogance, it's proudness, like you're missing Achnoah. See nothing. So somebody, you're afraid, somebody, you look, you about chill, you talking, who are you? Yes, I'm a chill, I'm nothing. But that's, and therefore this is one of the 9 Madrek things, it's not so easy. This is one of the 9 recommendations. To get to that level, that all of a sudden you should let yourself being embarrassed, no matter who you are, you're speaking up for Kod Shaman, speaking up for Torah, speaking up for this. This is the Yoda Bil Shoina Bil Liba. You have to, it has to hurt you. So when you do this, you mashpil yourself, you lower yourself. You don't ask COVID, you don't ask anything. You know, there's no cheshbon, there's no accounting. Me, what's going to say? What they're going to say? What I care? What they're going to say? This thing has to be rectified. Says it's a choshev loy letzedok ledoyim adoylam. This is Pinchas took and he took this justice in his hand and he stabbed him again from it. Choshev loy letzedok. This had been considered for him as tzedok ledoyim for all the generation forever. Vesiri. And the 10th recommendation for the Baruch Noi is to acquire the Chnoi is Shia B'mad Devorim. You should speak less. You shouldn't be a big talker. A Koyla Nomuch, with a low voice. A Maitzchak, with little laughter. You should speak with dignity. You should speak with, you know, you should speak almost like you stand in front of somebody, Choshev. You should feel that he's not a free bird just to speak the way he wants. Loud, laughter, let's honest. You should always be connected, you should be respectful. Ma'at Shvuos, B'Shem, you shouldn't use the name of Hashem, you know, to swear, ala emes, even of truth. V'al-Yavir al-Shoyn u'Kozov, you should never bring on his tongue something which is wrong. V'al-Yeshu b'Sod Nesachkim, you should never sit in a group of kafflers, plates. V'al-Yismach, you should never rejoice himself, you should never go along with Masha Smechem al-Mo'oritz Metzenu Go'olam. You should never join the Amei Aratzim, what they enjoy, these worldly things. You should never join them. People go to parks, people go to Manhattan, or it's the New Year's, they go blowing, you know, and it goes along looking at it. No, you shouldn't join them. Don't participate, even if it's wrong, even if it's not wrong, the actual doing. But since Amratzim are doing it, and then I had him at Tenuk Oilam, I said, don't be stylish, just feel. This all comes, you're doing it not because you're withdrawn, you're doing it because you feel that you are in the Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence, not because it's below my dignity, not because of that you're with them, because it's pastnish, it's below my dignity to be with them. Moshe Avraham says, Yermir Leishavti, I never said beside Misachkim, in the company of Leitzim, the Elohim, and I should be rejoicing myself with them, Mipnei Yotcho, because of your hand. Because your hand is all over, and I didn't feel free that I have the right just to let go. Bodo Jeshafti, set rather alone, isolated. Kizam Mili Isonu. Because I have been filled with pain or anger against myself. I mean, sometimes, as once I heard somebody took one godel, he asked him, it's a son in Yerushalayim. Sits all day long and learns, and eventually, Harley, he pulled him out, he took him down to the ocean, took him down to take a little dip in the ocean, to just to straighten himself out, to get him. Finally got him down to the ocean, and he got there and said, I don't deserve it, it's not coming for me. He couldn't stand himself, enjoying himself from the Kodesh Baruch Hu's world. I'm not worthy. This is called Achnor. It says Kizam Bodo Yeshafti. I sat alone, I sat isolated, I don't participate in the world use the way the people use the world. I sat rather alone, I never participate in what the world is offering. Why? Kizam Milisoni. Anger I'm filled with self anger. I mean, with my, I never yoitze, I'm not good enough, I didn't do, and I did an aveira, it's all tikkunim, everything. Now when a person lets himself go, let me go out and enjoy myself. Yes, they say, why is it coming to me? You're such a good boy. You deserve it. could be, this could be, sometimes you take it like, you take an extra good piece of food. Take extra, like, it's not that you shouldn't eat something good. When your wife prepares, you put it on your table, you know, it doesn't mean you have to be your wife prepared it, it's fine in the house. But there's certain things that, you know, I like to eat, it's fine. So if my wife prepares it, puts it on the table, I'm fine with it. But that you should stop the car or go special away to a grocery or to a bakery or to a candy store and to buy yourself a treat. I mean, you know, how do you deserve it? I'm not talking for the Madrega, never eat a treat. Never give yourself it. But I could understand. No, I'm not talking for the Madrega already. You come to a person, to a guest, and he offers you something, you like it, eat it. You know, you're not in that Madrega. You don't want to have Nehenim or Oilam Azeh. No, you're not in that Madrega. So they give it to you. But to go out of your way, to go to the store, to send somebody to go buy a treat, like you're treating yourself. Where is Kizamel Yisonu? Where are you filled with embarrassment? You're filled with anger. You're filled with Yindadim Tzakodesh Baruch Hu. Oh, no, you're going away. You're paying money. You're going, let's go. We're going to go for a trip. We're going to go for a vacation. Yes, if I need a vacation, you go for her sake. Go for her. But see, we don't deserve it. What if you deserve it? You're going, you know, treating yourself. Why are you such a good boy? Such a good... According to the Riyah Kodesh, there's a certain amount of Tanesim has to be fast for every certain chet. This chet has to be fast. Pay dollar Tanesim, 84 Tanesim, this chet has to be 24 Tanesim. So it would come together, all the Tanesim, all the fast days, which you should have fast for all your fast. We finish. We for the rest of our life, we could feel him fast. For the rest of our life, we should feel him fast. So today, we don't fast anymore. We shouldn't fast, really. Because the minute a person fasts, he loses self-control over his mental stability, and it's a thousand times worse that you fail. You're getting angry, you're getting impatient. No, you have to eat. You have to nourish your body today in order to keep your mind strong. Fine, we don't fast, Baruch Hashem, because what right do you have to take to smoke a cigarette? You deserve a cigarette. Yeah. One of the things which I can't understand. I'm talking about cigarette because I'm not smoking. How about drinking a coffee? The same thing. Treating yourself with a coffee. Okay. Yeah. What's the prescription of coffee? You need it, so don't give it to yourself. Just hold back. And sometimes when you deserve a coffee and you need a coffee, it says, wait, I'm not going to treat myself with this coffee. It's a tiredness. This is a fast day. This is already a fast. Just not drinking a coffee on a fast day. Why is it such a good boy? Candice is coming to you. What do you? The Yerbidal says that Shaftu said Nesachim. I never set into the group of those people that would join us and having a good time. People go, they're stylish, you go. But I never set in. Why? It bothered Shaftu. I had to sit alone, isolated. Why? Kizami Lisoni, you filled me up with Zam, with anguish, with anger, with pain, with embarrassment. I know what I should have done, what I didn't do. And I know what I did, what I shouldn't have done. So how can you just let yourself go? It's all a sign of achnoi. So the person always has to feel in a stage of achnoi, like an embarrassment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he can never go out and take freedom from the world, whatever the world has to offer, just because it's kosher, just because everyone does it. It's too bad everyone does it. Maybe they deserve it, or they don't know. They're not in that madrega. But I know I don't deserve it. It's one of the way of achnoi. Perek Shi, the seventh perek. Aval Asimoni Shavem Tizbora Kniya Min Anichna. There's five situations where you could really see the kniya min anichna, the real subserviency of a person. There's five situations which manifest themselves beautifully. You could see the person is really anichna. One of them is that somebody is really strongly angry on somebody, on mishmevaza oisoi, because somebody's embarrassing him. Somebody embarrassed him with words or did something against him. And he gets extremely angry at this person. Why do you did it to me? Now, at that time when he gets strongly angry, he will control his anger, the yimchal, and he will forgive for this person. Even he has the ability to revenge from him. And he doesn't revenge, rather forgives him. That comes from Anova Vishiflus, and he did this because he's an honor and a shofel. Yoyre al birik niyosa. That's the first sign. shows that he's really nichna. It means to say, if a person embarrasses you, he gets extremely hurt. Now why, and you could answer him back, you could really revenge. Why don't you do it? Because you really feel he said the right thing. I deserve that. I mean, what's embarrassed me? Many times, you're being embarrassed on something which totally is not coming to you. The person was totally off the wall. Total lie, total false, a simple embarrassment, a fake embarrassment. But if you grab the moment immediately, think, listen, I'm deserving to be embarrassed for other things which, Baruch Hashem, the person doesn't even know. It's embarrassing on something which totally is not coming to me. But this embarrassing thing is coming to me. If a person always has in mind his lowness, his unworthiness, and always carries on his mind his wrongdoings which he had done, Baruch Hashem, nobody knows about it. God, if somebody would have known, he would have been embarrassed 100 times. He couldn't answer, he couldn't do anything. Why all of a sudden? So Baruch Hashem, everyone lets you in peace. All of a sudden, somebody comes from a different angle and embarrasses you in the air, but you're totally, totally innocent. You're getting angry. Why are you getting angry? What's the difference between getting embarrassed? So you say, you're accepting it, you're forgiving it to him, you're not answering him. Because you know this embarrassment is coming to you from a different angle. It shows that you're nichna, that you're shofar, that you really know who you are, what you're really continuously always deserving. You know who you are, what you really are. That's one side.
I thought that you already have a level where nothing bothers you.
No, yeah. I will tell you no. You can't ask when a person become a malach. I'm stepping on your toe, it hurts. Chazakah there is, but you control it. Chazakah is a fact. And you already, such a Isga Albusik, that doesn't even affect you, that's already, we're not talking yet, we're not in that madregia. You're not a madregia human being. If somebody says any word, you're really getting angry, you're really getting mad, but you're really controlling it. We're human beings. We're not expecting to become yet a malach. Yes, if you continuously work, and if you couldn't, it's really self-embarrassing. You embarrass yourself. You know, it's something that nobody could even come to the point that you should get angry at somebody. It's just,
you feel like it's a failure just for getting angry. Also,
that's
controlling it.
That's Gaiva. The Tanya says, if a person gets hurt and angry because machshavas came into his mind, all of a sudden some davening, fine about in the best days, the best situation, all of a sudden comes, stupid thing comes in your mind. You get so angry at yourself, you get so low, you get so depressed. I mean, even now, so by the time it says somebody thinks like this about God, why shouldn't it? You're a human being, you did it, you were there, so why shouldn't it? You can't stand yourself anymore. This guy's
well, you get
same thing in anger. You'll be born about Kaiser. Mm-hmm. I'm a person in tendency, I'm a tendency to become angry. So what do you want from me? I'm not a malach. It got me, because that's my nature. You're not going to be penalized why you got angry. You got to say, why didn't you control your anger? Mm-hmm. Immediately control your anger. So when a person gets down because he got angry, simple guy, but you expect for you to be a malach. You want to be either a malach, either a galach. If you can't be a malach, you want to be a galach. It's anger. It's a galach, it's a priest. And most people are there when they go on an ego tip. I got to become a malach. And if they fail a little bit, you know, they go all the way down. Then they either everything, either nothing.
If I can't be a malach, then forget it.
Yeah, they're not going to be a galah. No, I'm a human being, I'm entitled to get anger, but control your anger. Control your anger, polish it there. But shame. And the second way, the way it manifests itself, where it's proven, it's going to get damage in his money. All of a sudden, he's going to lose a bundle of money. Or you claim, one of his close relatives is going to get sick, something's going to happen. In Yigbar al-Sefer al-Akhroda, if he will overpower the tolerance over the fear, he's not going to get panicky. He will tolerate what Hashem does. The Yirtza, and he's going to accept the Gzeira Saboira, because Baruch Hu rules. The Yavdik Dina, he will justify, he will accept the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Din, Yoyre al Kniyosa, and Toy Vishiflus al Kim, show that he is Nichna, and he's really shocked at Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mashiach Omer HaKosel HaHan, like Kodesh HaHan, Mashiach Erb Moish, not every day, not every his two sons died, Yidai Maharan, Aaron, who's quiet. The Yom HaDavid says, Doim LaHashem, be quiet to Kodesh Baruch Hu, it is Choyleloi, rely on him. Never, Lachena Maskel Beis HaYidam, the only he understands those difficult times, when people have difficulties, Yidam is quiet. Now, what is quietness? This is something which you can't make yourself. You know, when it hurts, you scream and you yell. You can't be quiet. Now something, God forbid, something, a tragedy happens all of a sudden. And all of a sudden, while it happens, you keep your mouth shut. L'chol demio tehila. For you, being quiet is the beauty of tehila. It's only show, because all the time you are in a prepared position, you always feel undeserving, unworthy. You're surprised when things go well. You're surprised when things go easy. So when all of a sudden something strikes you, you're all prepared. This is really what I deserved. Thank God it didn't do it worse. Thank God Hashem didn't do it till now. And thank God God only limited to this thing. So all of a sudden a person hears, he lost money. He lost his entire money. If he really is quiet, accepting with and justifies a Kodesh Baruch Hu's news, a Tzur Tomim Polai, it shows that he's a Nishma. He really knows his position. And he really knows that he's unworthy. And now the real thing came, which really I'm worthy. Till now, when everything was okay, fine and well, that was extra chesed of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If not, he can't be quiet. So those people who panic, they complain, they get angry, they can't stand all the things, it shows they're not Nishma. They think everything is karma, they deserve everything. And that's the first thing which is wrong. They should feel definitely that we're not coming to them. So this has to be, it cannot be accomplished through acting. And it has to be always have to be under this process of thinking that anything which you had, if a day goes by, Baruch Hashem, with no problems, is a gift of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But if that, when things hurt you, when things are happening to you, you never should be surprised by that. You should always be prepared for that. A boxer, when he gets a boxer, he'll say, wow, he doesn't get off just like that. You're not expecting, you know, the things are expected, the things should come on us, because we don't deserve better. If things go very fine, Baruch Hashem. So the person does cannot accept quietly what Hashem does to him is a simon that he's not in a matzav of a nichna. He's not subservient to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He doesn't think that, he thinks everything is coming his way. Ashlishi, and the third sign, kishisparse minyona etzav b'neodam b'toyve v'ro. If he's going to become popular by people, hand to good things, all to bad things. People are going to know about it. Shim shabchu al toyve v'ro, they're going to praise him, good things you've done. Yovuz v'm shabchu aleyo. The one who's praising him for that, he's going to laugh at him. It's in the kalab and afshay. It's going to be laughter in his eye, ketana be'enof. It's going to be sold b'yosu v'kuberes v'tzitzil o'boyeres. Why are you talking about my praises? I know what I am. I know what I'm a nothing. It says, what big thing? I did something right. You know how much more I had to do? I had to do a million times. I didn't pay back to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I had to even a million. So you're praising me? It's just like a person owes a guy $1,000. And he gives him back here, it's $10. I said, oh, you're such a nice guy. You're paying your debt. So you will be embarrassed. Listen, I still owe you $990. You give me $10. That's exactly. So when people do something good and people praise him for that, says, I didn't pay back $1 from $1 million debt. So you're embarrassing me. Why? That he feels naturally embarrassed when people are praising him for that. The Oyman of Shabcho, and he will tell for the person who's praising him, Rab Lachochi, please, it's too much for you. Don't talk like that. Ki neno, ki eino neged avonoisa ele kenitis min eisha bayam. I, in compared to my sins, which Oto Kodesh Baruch Hu, which I had done, is nothing like a spark from fire. Or from a drop from an ocean. What are you talking? Praising? What did I do here? Even I would be considered for nothing. Okay, let's stop here. About the fifth line from the top. Ashlishi. The third expression of the one who is the Emes Dignichna for HaKodesh Baruch Hu. One is truly Bachno from HaKodesh Baruch Hu. So he said, there's a few finif simonim, five simonim. There is this five way, the way Emes Diga Onef is expressing himself. So the third is kishispar seminyona etzubnei odam. If at any time it's going to be popular by people, but toivo, good things about him. It's going to be popular. He's such a great guy. Oibero, or bad things about him. Either way. They're going to praise him any good that he had done. He is going to put down, he's going to embarrass that shvach, that praise which they're giving on him. It's going to be embarrassing in his soul. It's going to be like, uktana be'enof. It's going to be too small in his own eyes, that he should accept this, that this praise should be accepted, it should be accepted by Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's going to be embarrassed in front of Hashem. Hashem is listening. Lekatnusa, because of this smallness, of the nothingness, actually, which how much he owes for Kodesh Baruch Hu, more and double which Kodesh Baruch Hu does. As I would say, the best explanation to that is, imagine Reuven owes to Shimon, owes him $1 million. He knows $1 million. And Reuven comes with $100 bill and gives it to Shimon. Shimon, you know, here is $100. And Shimon says, thank you very much. And then he hears Levi, a third party, tells the people, you know, Reuven is such a nice guy, he just gave a present for Shimon, $100. All you know, he gave $100 as an account on a loan, which is indebted for $1 million. So when he hears, especially imagine Reuven comes into shul and sees people are talking, Shimon is not there. Reuven is such a nice fellow, he gave Shimon $100. So he laughs at himself. I gave him $100, almost $1 million. I'm paying back $100. But how much more would he be embarrassed when he says it in front of Shimon? He has to hear, Reuven is such a gewaltig fella. Just give Shimon. He gave him $100. And Reuven looks at Shimon's face. He doesn't know where to bury his face. He owes him $1 million. Only gave him $100. That's exactly. If somebody's mishabeach a person, you did something, you did a good thing. You did chesed, tzedakah, whatever you did, a good thing. You learned, you were up at night, you did this, you did that. What kind of gewaltig guy this is. So. He gets embarrassed. Hashem hears what he's saying. I should take credit for it. I didn't pay back $1,000, $1,000,000. The kiflatayv for all the goods that Yaakov Baruch is doing with me. So when a person comes to this recognition, and a person is naturally embarrassed when he tells Shvachim about him, it's a siman, he's a nichna. It's a siman, that's a natural honor. Well, I mean, that's something you have to work on. Either it's there or not. Even if you feel like you're nothing for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So one of the simonim of machnia, somebody's nichna for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that when they say something good about him, he's embarrassed. He's simply embarrassed. The Yomarim Shabchoy is going to say to the person who's Meshabeach him, who's praising him, Rav Lecho Ochi, too much for me, my brother, don't talk so much about me. Kineri Negerav Anoisai, I'm nothing compared to my sins which I've done, El Kenitzitz Min Eish Bayam, like a spark of fire against a whole ocean. You gave a spark, a good things which I do, but you know this spark is getting lost in the whole ocean, getting extinguished by the whole ocean. Even it should be a spark, should be ready something. So what is a spark confronting a whole ocean of water? Ich eda, how do I know? Even if it's something good already, even it tells me pig said I'm seeing myself. If this was really pure, you know how many oppositions there is to any good thoughts, any good things comes with so much oppositions. Yeah. How did the tzaddik say? The tzaddik says, he said, I could only know and I could be only convinced that when I leave the world, I made one mitzvah ketikuna, I'm satisfied. Hmm. I will have a peace of mind. One davening, I said, once Omen Eshman Abba should be, once a Shema Shem Kir Shem Echad, once. I read it from Popper Ruzuchai Viruchai, it was a big Erech Hayid, a Sturim, it was Shikr. And he said, if I come to the world to come, and he died already in high 80s, it was a big Erech Hayid, a big Oivid Hashem Gevere. When it was shikr, you told him many times, only youth used to be shikr. Not shikr mamash, but used to speak more than usually. He would never speak in the middle of the year, from him, nothing. He said, so I only know that I said one Shema Yisrael, Shema Kene, Shema Chod. It's pure machshav as it should be, nichali. That's all. I'm satisfied. So he knows. So how do you know? Even if I did something good, you praise him with something good. How do you know? Even if tell us the PGF said, if this is salvage, if this is cleansed, if it is clean from all kind of affective damages, I'm a single voice which is reaching out every deed. Achekabena boyimer, because Baruch will accept this me. But it's very lie. It is not going to turn back to me. It's not going to throw it back to my face. Most of our good things are going to throw it back to my face. I will never forget the picture. Old square Rebbe Zuchan Avrochem was a big tzaddik. He was a big man and a smart man. He was and his whole mitzias was like an embarrassment. It was almost he was. You could see this man was a nichna. He always was a beautiful man, a tall man. It was a Kilo Emir Kovad, he was like an aristocrat. You remember him? You should have mentioned. Fad used to come, used to go, passed away already over 20, 22 years. He was a beautiful person, he was very smart. He was very withdrawn, like he never went to public, never ever, he never went to any places, any public, any, never, he's never, like he never, never signed, never went, never, never, never. And when they built the shul, it was a new square, and they made a chalukas habayis. So chalukas habayis you have to make. So they made a chalukas habayis, and they started making the first time the pumper, you know, the speeches and everything. So he had to come, it's his own chalukas habayis, his own shul, he had to be there. And the Moshe Big Zuchan Brucha, he spoke. And he started speaking, and he started a little bit, because he was told you're not allowed to speak, not allowed to praise. He started speaking a little bit on the square rabbi. He was sitting there, like he came to America and he built such a shtibos. After all, he was the pioneer 35 years ago. I mean, 34 years ago, 35 years ago, he started building when people didn't have panos at all, built the shtetl, built this whole village, and it came up with 20 families in a month. It's an unbelievable thing to me. They lived for years in muds and roads. I mean, when I moved down to Lusker 29 years ago, most of it was mud. It was only one road. Everything was muddy roads, like in Appalachians. Unbelievable. So he started speaking about the Siris Nefesh. So I started a little. He started crying like a child. He cried like a baby. We never saw such a thing. He was a reserved person. You could never see any expression on the square. He's always in public. He was like he broke down like nothing. Mamsha, I reminded myself, when Emzi Genichna, if you tell somebody a little praise from Lafim, he becomes so embarrassed. He saw this man was shattered to pieces, embarrassed to pieces, just because he said a word. otherwise, not that he had to fight back that he shouldn't take the credit. And then after that, I heard he said to the Moshe, what did you do to, what did you embarrass me? What did I do so wrong that you should, why did you embarrass me so? What are you talking like that? You embarrassed me. That the Shvach is supposed to be embarrassed. Because the Emes Genichna knows everything that you're being told to you, Hashem hears. And all the time, you are in Cheshmet HaKodesh Baruch Hu, how far am I, to what extent I didn't do my Chiyuvim, what you have to do. And all of a sudden you come and you tell in my face what I did, something which I know that as much as I had done, I had not done enough, and I'm better than HaKodesh Baruch Hu. This is really that was always the method, the way El Chiyin lived. When you're going to come to see my face already, when you're going to come to look at my face, who asked that from you? Those who step in my yard, which is belonging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omar, the post says further, Lo yisai sifu hovu min chashov. Stop. Don't come and bring mincha shav, a gift, a false gift, false karbonas, k'toiris, or incense, te'evu hili, is disgusting for me. In other words, when Yishai Novi says, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, when you come to the Beis HaMikdash, and you bring me karbonas, and Kodesh Baruch Hu sees the karbonas are not pure, they're not really genuine, the Shem says, Kisavoy Leroy's point, when you already come, first you don't come even b'chal to me. You're busy living your private life. But even you come already to the Beis HaMikdash, Kisavoy Leroy's point, even if you come already to see my face, me because I'm Yetchem. Who is asking that for me? I'm embarrassed. Ramoy's Chatzera, all you're doing is just stepping over my Kedusha. You're coming here either to use it for yourself, to get your own platform. It's Mamash, this is Mamash, the Pusik. Ayid should be 24 hours in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shift to Reis Hashem Kol Yom Echad. That's what David HaMelech was inspired. Lars is B'nash, Maka B'choloi. So unfortunately, we're not 24 hours from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In business, at home, and we feel free. Home is not the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You feel free to do whatever you want. In business, you gotta, the little bits that you already are, maybe an hour a day, an hour and a half a day, you already come already in Lirus Pona, you come already to Beis HaMikdash, you come already to Beis HaLikim, you see, come at least to be with me. What are you doing? Ramayis Chatzera, you're stepping on my Chatzer. You're using it as a platform for your politics, for your socializing, for schmoozing, for borrowing money, letting one finishing your businesses.
This is that, so that's what Shai says. Because Baruch is kisavoy l'rasponah when you already come from to me. When you already come to me, mikasoy smiyatcha. Who wants it? Let's stay home. Who needs it? Ramayz chatzera. And when you daven already, and you bring already a korban, you do already something for me. So Omar says, let's see if you have mincha shav. Stop bringing me this baloney. Stop bringing me this mincha, which is shav. It's baloney. You really don't mean it. Ketores. The ketores which you already give, already. Ketores is already the machshove. Ketores is there's a mincha. Mincha is actually the korban, which this is the physical things which you do. That's shav. That's baloney. Ketores is usually. Ketores is of machshove. It's the high, the pnimius type of dedication of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Says Ketores, even your machshoves to Yevil Hili is disgusting to me. This is, and you already bring already the korban. You already bring, think good of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Achas kamel rekamel kolos kim sham chene b'sheker. This already when you bring, when you praise a person with the truth, and you're supposed to be embarrassed with the truth. Achas kamel kamel sees him praised with the sheker. It's not even true. Shetzorech lacharchi yodoyim atzmoi. He has to totally alienate himself, to throw away this story. Yoimel himself, and he should tell to the one who is talking about him. He should tell him. He should tell him. Dai lacho. There must be more. Sorry, so take one. It's enough for you, my brother. Don't talk about me. Don't talk about my praises. I'm enough embarrassed of my shortcomings, which I'm a chuyav to Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'll take habit solai ovoi kitzuri, and don't get more sins which I'm missing. Don't talk about things which I had not done bechlat. Can you there? Because I know I have a noise of Shayos Mimecho. I really know my sins, and my Pshoim, I know it better than you know it. Kumashom Adovan Shalak Dovan Shalak Dovan Shalak Dovan Shalak Dovan Shalak Dovan Shalak. It's a very important part that David HaMelech teaches us. David HaMelech teaches us, Kip Shoai Ani Edo. I know my sins. We, a man has a tendency that if he done something wrong, he tries to minimize it. And if he can't minimize it, he tries to say, like, you had no choice, you try to excuse yourself. And even if you couldn't do that, so finally you're doing tshuva, but then you want to erase it from your mind. And you want to think like, I was a child, you always try to ignore it. David HaMelech taught us, Chotos in the neck, the summit. Your sin is always front of me. I don't let it go. Even at the tshuva, I know I did tshuva. As Hashem forgives, but doesn't mean I should forget about it. Because we're talking now in Hachnoa. And all that person should be continuously nichna front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he always have to remember the past. Chotos in the neck, the summit. In what kind of head? In the real context. As he said, Kippur Shoai Ani Edo. I know. As you remember, we learned in Kippur, we said in the Nilchus Rambam, Chotosi Ovisi Peshati. Peshati is the hardest part of my Teresa Shan Rabbi, so it's right at the proper time. It's the final tshuva today. We should repeat it. It's the Chesima. Now we're concluding. The Chumenei Sosko says that when you send meat with the hand of a goy, and it has to be. Choysim betochoysim has to be sealed to seal in a seal. Why? Because the goy wants to be machshel yid and basar kosher. So to make sure it's basar kosher, it's not enough to be sealed once; it has to be sealed with tochsim. And you know, Yom Tzom Kippur Yichusayim. The chusim is Yom Kippur. But since we hope we have a dover choshev, because Baruch Hu gave us a good year and it was meichel davoynus and so on. But we have mastinim and katrigim. We have all this shluchim, the argoyim. So it has to be chusim betochoysim. It has to be a seal in a seal. And the second seal is the Shan Rabba. That's the final seal. So we spoke about Kipshoa Ani Edo. They said, what is Peshati? What is Chotosi is a Shegit. I sinned, I failed. Okay, obviously, Chotosi Ovisi is amazing. But I did amazing for my benefit. I was a numerator oven. Peshati is intention. I did it Lachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we remember we spoke, how could a person say, I did it Lachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the answer is, there is an element we have to dig in, we have to find, yes, in every chet, there is a certain negir, there is a certain avak of pshir. Pshir means there's no careness because, you know, there's an undeclared statement. As far as the Kodesh Baruch Hu treats me, I'm pretty good. I don't have to be better. I'm pretty good. But we went through, I'm pretty good. Sometimes you ask people, how come you do this? If you would have known what I went through, you wouldn't speak like this. So what? So because you went through, you have the right to... It's a kind of undeclared anger, like because, you know, because the Rai is, every time when we are in a matzav in Simcha, when things is fine and things are good, and we have something what to be enjoyful, and then really, we're doing mitzvahs, we're dug with mitzvahs, and things get bad, we're getting dumb. It's dumb. It's first thing starts to be stopping with dug and mitzvahs. That stopping with dug is a kind of a pashati. Like I'm angry at Hashem. Why? He don't, of course, you ask a person, they wouldn't say it. But David the Melech, when he made research, his ma'asim, he says, let's keep shoy ani edo. I know my pesha. Yes, I sinned. That's a chet. But the chet was magnified with a magnifying glass. Says, keep shoy ani edo. I always know. Now, when a person is in this matzav, he doesn't like to justify him. The opposite. He always maximizes his deeds, his shortcomings. He automatically is a nichna. He's always embarrassed. So, especially when people praise him with a shvach, when he sees in this deed of shvach, of this ma'aseh mitzvah which they're praising him, he sees in it a pesha, pshu'ay ani edo. And as the Chavis Salvador says, the Balatam says, Moedidik, but the Chavis Salvador, that when a person makes a mitzvah benegir, so what do we say? Who do we talking about? We're talking about a tzaddik. It does a mitzvah. And he says before, there's hardly a mitzvah. I did 100% pure. So he did a 2% not pure. What is a 2% shloi lishma? What's a 2% shloi lishma? I did my cover, my benefit, you know, what people. Now, it depends. That 2% becomes magnified. The goyd latzitkes. The more a person is a tzaddik, the more a person knows what is standing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in daily do it shloi lishma. Imagine a servant of a king who is happens to be the gardener, is working outside, never sees the king, never comes into the palace, is always standing outside, is fooling around a little bit, takes a flower of the king's garden and puts some on his jacket, he steals a little bit. It's a shalai lishma, it does certain personally, but it did it outside. But imagine the minister comes from the king, he's bringing him the food, he's serving him his clothes, he has all the things, and takes a little soup of his. It's a brilliant time, man. So what did he do? And that's a fly in, the Sarah Mashk and Sarah Oifit. So Adrabe, that shalai lishma, by the tzaddik, by David HaMelech, he's so pesha. He's the chotosi. That was a chet kushboch. What Gemara says, this was a machshel kushboch. Was machshel mamshkutz mederach hateva. What happened with Batsheva? But he said it's pshani edo. So this person is always embarrassed. Is the more tzaddik he is, the more it's magnified and maximized the chelik shelo lishma, the impurity. So he's always pshani edo. So at the time when he says pshani edo, all of a sudden comes a person praises him for what he had done. When he sees him in this act, is his pesha.
He's always focusing on that.
Yeah.
Mode.
So that's a simar of the nichna. That's the third simar of the nichna. That he cannot take any praises. He cannot take praise when it's true. Achas kama kama, it's not true. Mm. But he sees in every praise it's not true. Because when you praise him on a maisa, he is always focusing on the same maisa, on the part which was wrong. So what if this is when he says good things about it. And im yiskar, if they're going to talk about him, but also the bad things that she had done. Yoida nafsho. He says, yes, bekitzuroi. He will always say, you're right, you don't even know enough. But Alechazer Achar Maslos, he's not going to try to bring excuses. Linokos Vemen Elezakas Atzim, he's not going to try to bring excuses to cleanse himself and to be Mezak himself. Kumash Omar Yehuda, Tzotko, Rakhtira, Yehuda said, Tzotko, man, she's righteous for me. The story by Tomar. In other words, the nichna, when somebody comes and tells his shortcoming, which is true, he's going to add it. You're right. They don't even know the whole story. I'm much worse than this. Because if you can't, he's always searching. In a chas v'sholem, he will never try, this nichna will never try to embarrass the one who tells the bad story about him. But he shouldn't also accuse him. How can he talk about me? How can he set my shortcomings? It happens, but your email is going to tell him, my brother, what good is it? How much do you think he had accomplished by looking at me and telling my bad comings when he didn't even say a percent of it? I'm 100 times worse. So you have to, a person who's guilty, imagine a person who was very guilty, killed and robbed and all that, so he did the worst and worst and worst things. And it doesn't want to be publicized. It's embarrassed. It doesn't want this thing to come in publication. And all of a sudden, it comes to publicity. You know, this guy went through a red light. Imagine, went through violence, the red light. Deliberately went through a red light. And he says, Baruch Hashem, is he stopping already? He's stopping already? Oh, I got off with this. That's all it got off. After that, and over he goes over and says, thank you very much. So he's actually thanking you. So this guy is embarrassing him. He goes over to him and says, I'm thanking you. He says, Mashi, what is the... You only saw a little bit, you spoke about a little about my shortcoming, which is not even the only thing. Because Baruch knows all my hidden bad things. If you would have only known all my bad things, I would have run away from the big embarrassment and from the punishment. Like one of the Mishayrim said, one of the poets, Chatoai Liu, Chatoai, my sins. If my neighbors would only smell my sins, as I borchu verachaku migavuli, he would run away from my boundaries. If my neighbors could only smell the odor of my sins, nobody would stay in my vicinity. I don't know who the Mishaibibim is, because Ben Avigroel, I think he was before him. It must have been one of the early Mishaibim. I don't even know if he had one of this. Must have been one of the Goinim, in the times of the Goinim, because the Chavis Alois is one of the earliest Kadma Rishonim. When the later on Mishayrim, they came after him. It's so beautiful, it says, Chatoa Lu Yeruchim Bam Shechena, my sins, if they would smell, my neighbors would smell my sin, as a Baruch, they would run away, Barachim and Gvuri, they would just run away from my vicinity. Omar Iyev in Iyev says, In Kisisi, to Odom Shoai. Did I ever try to cover up, like people, my sins? Imash Sifrul of Sheker. Now, this is, till now we spoke, Hari Beis, and they tell something good about him, which is true. Or they tell something bad about him, which is true. Or now comes the third. What would happen, Imash Sifrul of Sheker? People are Moshe Shemra. They tell a story on him, which is Hatzach Lishton. He never did it. How would he react? This Nichna, how does Nichna react? You could say now, Yoimelem is Saper, he will go to the one who tells us, Ochi, my brother. It's not wondering why Kodesh Baruch Hu really saved me not to do what you told me. It's Rav Toivis Asher Molani. You see, let's say a guy comes and he advertises, this guy's a gambler. He stole money. And he knows he never gambled. So what does he say? Like, the person gets angry. How come you tell me stories like I'm a gambler? He doesn't get angry. He says, L'choira didn't gamble. But why does he tell me I did gamble? The truth of the matter, I would have been a gamble. Because I am a gamble. Why didn't I gamble? Kodesh Baruch Hu saved me not to gamble. Kodesh Baruch Hu saw so many toivos with me. And one of the toivos he knew, he saved me also not to gamble. So the truth of the matter, the shvach that I'm not a gamble, not because I'm not a gamble. Because Kodesh Baruch Hu saved me not to be a gamble. So he goes over to this man and tells him, listen, you're right. In essence, I would have been a gamble. The mice, I'm not a gamble because this is one of the toivos which Kodesh Baruch Hu did for me, not to be a gamble. Now, actually, this has to be understood. What I'm wondering, Sisra Rabba Mashi Yoyse Meguna, the God of Moed Mashi Spata, but I'm wondering, the unbelievable service of a Kodesh Baruch of me. You tell a bad thing about me, which Lemaisa didn't do it. Why do you tell it? Why do I deserve you tell it? Because Lemaisa, I was worthy of doing it. Lemaisa, this is I, that's what I am. You say, you know, why didn't Lemaisa, why didn't I do it? Because Hashem protect me not to do it. Why are you telling it in public? So I can't have tainus to you. Because actually that's what the Modern Ayim says. The Modern Ayim says, every time when a person is fortunate is the person if the choshed him and he doesn't have the sin. Why is he fortunate though? Why should he be, Ashim shechosh dim boy, the emboy. Fortunate is the person who is choshed him boy, who is choshed, and it's nothing, and it's pure of it. Why is it ashrei? The answer is, you should know one thing. There's no such a thing by coincidence. If a person comes over to you and he's choshen, listen, you lied. You know he didn't lie. So why was he choshen? If he would have been 100% pure of lying, he couldn't be choshed you. He couldn't be. The fact he could be choshed, shat, he have a shaykhus of lying. The maestro didn't lie because the Kodesh Baruch Hu protected you. So now when a person is choshed you, and now you're doing tshuva, I'm a liar. If not, you could never be choshed. So I'm fortunate, the man tells you, when I did the maestro chet, I know what to do tshuva. But if Lemaisa didn't do the chet, but it's not my not doing, it's just my chinuch, it's not me. If I would come to this kind of test, I would have done. So what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu do? He wants me to do tshuva, even on the potential. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I've sent you choshdim, they choshed you. If you would have been 100% pure of it, if this midah would be yours, nobody could be choshed you. Nobody could be choishen you. But that was one of the reasons by Moshe Rabbeinu and Bakoyrach. Moshe on of Moshe Bakoyrach was the biggest honor of the. But when he came to Moshe Bakoyrach, he says he went out to Kodesh Baruch Hu. They did not accept the korbanos. It was chosh the oyster by Eishes Ish. The chosh of Moshe Rabbeinu at Eishes Ish. Okay. The first time Moshe Rabbeinu knew, and everything else, the Ramban says that when they came and the Koyrach and also they came against Moshe Rabbeinu and against Aharon, Moshe became the big kanoi. Aharon was quiet all along. Aharon said, "You're right. They're right. I have no right to be Kohen Gadol. The families to capture the whole thing." Moshe says the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it, but they claim against us. Madut is not a kulam kadosh kino shem. Madut is not a kal Hashem. Aharon Kohen said, "They're right." So he couldn't speak even up. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke up with a gevaldig kanoes. And the first, the only time that you see that he went down, he came to his college with him. He said, "No shem ele." Asher choti ben avshoy. Some Moshe Rabbeinu went up. Where is the gevaldig kanoes from Moshe Rabbeinu? The answer is, when they came forward with a chashad, which Moshe Rabbeinu knew that there's absolute no shaykhus there, then he says, "It's not an inyan for an asher, this means rishus, this poshut rishus." And they came all with Eishes Ish, then Moshe Rabbeinu was not shaykh to the inyan, even to his own wife who was a porush. They came shchoshdu by Eishes Ish, then Moshe Rabbeinu went forward, and this says, went all, but then he was mechanic in his Hashem. But anyone else? Every time that there is a chashad on a person, he has to know, there's an address, Kodesh Baruch Hu sends a messenger to know where they have to clean. Lomaisa didn't do it, this was Hashem that protected you. So this when people come into Shekhar, so the Chayre comes out, it's Miyushav now, you know, we say in Tefillah Zaka, we say in the Vidui, Amoichel Chol, we say, Chutz Moite Shemra. Moite Shemra Locha, you don't have to be Moichel. How does it fit? The Chayre Moite Shemra, it tells on you, Shekhar. The Chayre, you have to thank him, just like the Snicha thanks him too. No, but I have to clean myself. So Moite Shemra is also a Chesed. There's no such a thing as 100% Moiti Shemra. There's no such a thing. There's something in the Kuda which you have to take in consideration. So why shouldn't you be Moiti? So the truth of the matter is, on the yesterday's Moiti Shemra, you have to be Moiti. But Moiti Shemra is an ongoing begir. Like I send a Moiti, come to keep a Moiti to anyone who's Moiti Shemra. But since the Tzor Shem which you did a year ago, if you didn't stop that, this goes further. And I'm always Nizgam Mechodosh, I'm always being affected from new. It's a Pagia of today. It's not a Pagia of yesterday. Yesterday's Pagam, which he was poigiming me, was embarrassed me, I have to be Moichel because this logic is coming to me. But why are you continuing? Because the Moichel Shemra's job is to come and to ask and to raise the Shemra. The fact that he's still, because Shemra goes on, he continues. So what, you're not Moichel? That's the same video. Chutz Moichel Shemra, I'm not Moichel. It's just like money. Just like money. If somebody owes you money, and you have to pay a lot, it becomes thin, you could take out the money. That type of money, really, you could also... So, and then it says further, it says, not only you reminded me that I have in me this mitzvah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected me, that so Shemra is after know what to do tshuva, but he says a step further. He says, how come, since you want to embarrass me with things which you had not done, so you're reminding me really that shackles to it, but if you really want to embarrass what I had not done, how come you didn't speak about the things which I really did? So I owe you thanks, you didn't tell the real things. So there's another way of thinking too. If somebody comes and embarrasses you, it's Moitzah Shemra or something which you never done, how could you be nichna and have nothing against him, not to be proigus on him? He says, obviously I had to be embarrassed. I'm much better being embarrassed something which I didn't do than I would be embarrassed something which I had done. And have so many things in hidden which I had done, he could have come and tell me those stories. So you could never be angry. It's like the guy has to hit you over the head and he gave a little smack on the face. And thank you, all that, you know, when you know you have to get a good patch from your father, you were wrong. And he got a little patch with the Baruch Hashem, I got off. But this guy's a Moiti Shemra, you have to get something. But there was so much more he could have done. So there's always a way that he could look at it in a positive way, even the guy who's Moiti Shemra on him. That's what it tells him. Achateima, what I'm wondering, Sisrei Olai, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu hide on me? On things which is much more embarrassing, the God might much get from Mashiach's part, which you really told me. Because Baruch Hu obviously sent you to embarrass me, to tell me things. But why did Kodesh Baruch Hu save me that he didn't send you to tell me birth things, which is really true? And it says, what does he say now to the man who's Moshe Shemra on him? Let go, my brother. Have mercy on you, Schusem. Really, I'm asking for your sake. I am not. I can be angry at you that you tell about me, Shemra, that you let bad things about me, because it's for my schools. Yes, I know how to repent, how to cleanse myself. But how about you? Why should you be the dirty guy? Why should you lose your schools? Because of Moshe Shemra, you're losing all your schools. He says, Heret Meni, let's go. It has been told of one of the Chassidim, by the way, this is the Chavi Salvovus. Every time the Chavi says, Nemra Echad Chassidim means him. Shazokhru Oyselero. He was mentioned for something bad. The Kim Shigia Dovar, and when it came to him that somebody spoke on him bad, Sholach LeMedaber Boy, and he sent to the one who spoke on him. He says, Kli Molei Metzimeres Mezimeres Arzai. Sholach LeMedaber Boy. He sent him a gift. He sent him a pot full of beautiful fruit. So the Chosid, when he heard that this guy spoke on him, so went instead of being he went to send him a gift. He sent him a beautiful keli of a fruit. I don't call it a fruit tray.
Fruit basket.
A fruit. Sent him a beautiful fruit basket. The Chosav Elav, and this guy wrote back to him, Higiani, I got your gift. She shalachte l'mincha mischius, and he sent him when he sent him Buddha said, Higiani, it came to me. You send me a gift of your mitzvahs. I want to repay you for that. Because the Chazal says, somebody speaks Lashon Hara, speaks Moshe Shem to others, he loses his mitzvahs and his mitzvahs goes over to the others. If somebody speaks on your Lashon Hara, Hashem, you get his mitzvahs. So when he heard this guy spoke on him, Moshe Shem, whatever he says, he sent me a gwaldige gift, he gave me all his mitzvahs. I don't want to get some sonim atone sikh, I don't want to get mitzvahs for nothing. So he sent him another fruit basket, said, thank you for your mitzvahs that you sent me. He's sending a thank you card. Somebody spoke bad on you. You send him a thank you card. Because, you know, you send some. At least, so why do you do it? Because the truth of the matter, you owe him thanks. Because this man reminded you what you have to do to you, even so much to Shemra. But why exactly you should be this? Why do you have to do it? So really, you feel bad that this person loses something because of you. So you send him a thank you card. You send him a fruit basket. Now, when the guy receives a fruit basket, he says, I spoke Lashon Hara, he has to do tshuva. When you start yelling at him, it's true, not true, he's going to speak even more at you. But when you recognize, you really respond properly the way you should respond, this man really says, I did not speak Lashon Hara, this man so genuine, really believes I did the biggest favor. What did I do? So the guy is asking Mechila. So this is really the thank. You're thanking him what he had reminded you, and by his thanks, he recognized what he had done wrong, and then does the tshuva. So this one is helping the other. Mm. And that's the way Havas' role develops, really. If you even put it in the proper context.
Unfortunately, it shouldn't come through such a procedure.
Well, we're speaking now Shara Chnoa, which is already the sixth Shara of Chodesh Salvovus. And even in Shara Chnoa, we're speaking already after all the program, which he became a Nichna, we wonder if he's a real Nichna. And there's five simonim, and we're speaking in the third simon. So you could see that obviously this simonim came up at a pretty high madrega. We're not speaking to some rough primitive fellows. We're speaking to a very high madrega Jew, which is. And obviously, see, Moshe Shemra was on Moshe Rabbeinu too. But it's to the schus of the person, on whom to speak. Not that. So therefore, that's exactly the simon that is really Nichla Fanel Kodesh Baruch Hu, to get the messages right.
When a person speaks Moshe Shemra on somebody, that person who has a shy must have shyness to what's being said about the person.
You have to take it that way. If somebody speaks on Milosh Moshe Shemra, I have to take it. Listen, the guy was sent by Kodesh Baruch Hu for a reason. He says to me something. Nothing is being spoken in order to this world unless it's shifted by Kodesh Baruch Hu.
And by Moshe Rabbeinu.
So for Moshe Rabbeinu, when it came to the point, Chosdu Be'ish Esish, then he recognized the Rishon. No shyness to him. Therefore, Machloches Koyrech Vadosa. There was Machloches Koyrech Moshe. A machloike always has to be two people involved. In machloike square, there wasn't two people. Moshe was not involved at all. It was pure, 100% pure. Machloike square was dosa. When did Moshe see the sign that it's machloike square? It's not machloike square for Moshe. When he came up with Eishes Ish.
But in this case, there was a time when they spoke Moshe Shemra. But there was no shayches.
Yosef Batada, he was talking true. There was some shayches there that he had come to do.
So therefore he didn't count it. He didn't hold it against him. Because one of the Chassidim used to say, again, many people are going to come to the day of the accounting. They're going to come to the day of the accounting from Bezen Shalmala. Because if Shalmala and Maseim, they're going to show them really what they've done. Yimtzu b'sefer zuchiyos, they're going to find in the inventory of mitzvahs, zuchiyos mitzvahs, shaloi osas, they never did it. All of a sudden they're going to show you, did this, you did this. I was never there. I never did it. I don't even know the man. What do you mean? Why do you give me credit which I don't know about it? Yoimru, they're going to tell him, Lo Yosini, but Yoimru, they're going to think, Lo Yosini, Oysan, we've not done it. Why are you giving me something which is, doesn't belong to me? Yomelehem is going to be told to them, Also Oysan, Ashadibel Bochem, Sipi Bgnuschem. You know, he did it, the one who spoke on you. He spoke about your Gnus, he did it. And therefore, it's been carried to you. Now, if you really believe Chazal, if you take it literally, how could you be angry if somebody speaks on your bed? You have to send him the biggest thank you card, the biggest food basket. Now, usually you say, like, if this guy with this bum would speak about me, I wouldn't be angry, he's a bum. But this great guy, he speaks about me? The contrary, he's a greater the guy, the more you get. This bum speaks about you, how much does he give you already? This tzaddik speaks about you, you should have shared even again the food basket. Like, the opposite, we usually very. But we respond. We respond the direct opposite. We're getting furious. We're getting angry. You spoke about them, so embarrassed. The country should send him a bigger fruit basket. The king says, "Kishiyachsperu mispezichiyos and shapne gnusam." When you're going to come by the Shemala, all of a sudden you're going to look him into all your mitzvahs, and you're going to have your famous mitzvahs that you have. You remember. You remember. Even your conscious death, you remember these mitzvahs. When it comes to the Shemala, says, "Hey, it's missing. Where's my credit?" Look, if actually it's missing, going to look at it. Where am I? The yoman is going to be told to him, Avdu Mekem, you lost it. When? Meishi Dibart Mepoyin Mepoyin, when he spoke to this and this guy, go look at it by him. Chinesh Mepoyin Kishin Tzim Sefer Chavosam, Chavosh Losil. They're also going to find Chavosh, that's Averis, which you never did. They're going to find Averis in their accounting, which you never did. The Gishom Selosim, we never did Averis, so it's going to Noiselech, and we added Averis by Mepoyin Mepoyin, Shri Dibart Mepoyin, when you spoke to this person, you got his Averis, you gave his mitzvah to him, he got Averis. Kama Shremer, Vahoshem Lishichneiri, Shiva Simon Chaykam, David Melech says, give back on our neighbors, on our those who spoke on me. She was signed double, seven times. The best one is the best of Kodesh Baruch Hu. In other words, those who spoke against me. Zay Serena Kosovo says, Zohar is Asha, also Shemer Kechomir Maderech. That's Loshen Hare, Rechilus, and Shemra. Because not only Shemra is of even Loshen Hare too, you lose everything. Every time when you embarrass a person, Zohar, if you have to remember, Asha, also Shemer Kechomir Maderech. Because when you did it to Miriam Maderech, Zohar remember it, because this is one of the hardest outcome of this Averis, of this Gam, is one of the hardest effective outcome that you lose everything and you gain all the ones Averis, you lose your own mitzvahs. Now, when you remember this, automatically you react under the matzah of Shemra like a real lichna from a kosh, but to feel so unworthy, so under, then that's a similar for Eloh Hayit. That's only the third. Now we still have fourth and fifth. No,
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.